Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Chicago Wolves are currently battling for first place. The Wolves have 5 home games left, including versus Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with college hoops, and Illinois AD Josh Whitman got his man when he hired Brad Underwood away from Oklahoma State. Illinois' new basketball coach joined Mully and Hanley this morning.
I'll be disappointed any year we're not in the NCAA tournament. I've got to get a lot of people to believe that, and we've got to start working towards that. This program should be elite, and that's why I'm here.
Last year with OSU, Underwood went 20-13, his only season there. He made the tournament only to lose to Michigan. Also in college basketball, Northwestern head coach Chris Collins joined Spiegel and Parkins. You can catch that entire interview at your own leisure right there at 670thescore.com. NBA, the 33-37 Bulls are off today. They are currently 10th seeded in the East. They play at Toronto tomorrow. The Raptors are 41-29. They're 4th in the East. The Bulls have lost 7 of their last 10. In hockey, the top seeded Blackhawks, they're also off today. They skate in Vancouver tomorrow night. Spring training, the Cubs face the Rockies today with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch at 3:10. The White Sox host the Giants. Ronaldo Lopez opposes Johnny Cueto. First pitch at 3:05. In World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands plays Puerto Rico. That game starts at 9. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Don't miss their spring clearance event now through March 31st. Get rock bottom pricing on every new vehicle they sell. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Making it sound like we're good. That's all. I'm done.
Thank you to our guests today on the show, Doug Gottlieb and Chris Collins, coach of Northwestern. Our producer, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, men. Ray Diaz helped. Thank you. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And Mark Grody had the updates for most of the day that you just heard Matt Abatacola. He'll be part of the afternoon festivities, of course. Tomorrow on the show, Brendan Haywood from CBS Sports Network. And I saw him in the secondary studio crew for most of the college basketball games, along with Danny Granger. Saw Danny Granger sounding pretty good. A few other guys that I didn't know. Josh Whitman is going to be on the show tomorrow, and Brad Underwood, the new Illinois head coach. So the coach and the AD will be here in the studio with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning.
What's up, guys?
What's happening, fellas? How's your weekend?
Quite a weekend of basketball. Some good, some bad. A
lot bad.
A lot of average to bad. The occasional spasm of good.
Not bad.
Yeah. I was talking to Speaks
real
about
good.
It.
Good.
Good. Good for you. Good for me.
I have the conflict every year of I love the tournament so much, but then I recognize
you watch it.
It's the vessel though, because they give it to you like you get the NFL.
It's the delivery system.
It's so many games at once, and you can care about everything if you got a bracket or a pool or a bet or whatever it is, and it's just fun and random and single elimination. But the basketball not so great.
Well, it's always the little thing. It's always the stuff around the edges that ends up being as much fun as anything else. You got Greg Marshall's wacky wife, and you've got the whole wacky thing with Jimmy Phillips's kid, and you know, living out there like that, and them showing it, and some of the ethical questions about what you show, what you don't. And how about John Calipari? Did you see his post game?
No, I missed it.
It was just bizarrely, aggressively defensive.
That's John Calipari.
But it was the last year he's gotten really tired of people, you know, doing the same thing year after year with him as far as like him not coaching.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He's like, well, you know why we won the game? Because amazingly, believe it or not, we actually did the little things. We actually were coached. We actually boxed out. Do you see that?
But is that him talking to the players?
No, that's him talking.
Because I know he gets on his guys for thinking that they're the best the moment they put on those uniforms.
Right, but it was great. I was laughing out loud.
But that's his annual internal battle, is trying to get into their heads to make them do stuff like
telling
that.
Telling them you're not as good as you think you are, even though you're going to be the fourth and seventh pick in the draft.
I mean, that's a down year for him, though.
That's the struggle.
Without five first-round picks
or the first and second pick.
No, that's that Duke team that needs a coach, too.
Needs a point guard, too. Some softness
they
going on.
They look like they had never played together.
65 points in the second half they gave up. They actually hadn't played together.
They're looking at each other. The guys are going right through them.
Somebody actually punched them.
Frank Martin's teams are tough, man.
Yeah, I love Frank Martin. I wanted Frank Martin to be the Illinois coach the 2 times ago when we did this whole charade of hiring a guy that you think is going to be
awesome.
Frank
coach
Martin is
and
one
a
of
great
the best
guy.
In the game. And he's not a punk. Like
he's enormous.
There's some of these guys that you know you just getting yelled at because they're your coach and you're like, all right, whatever. He gets in you. Like look at his Kansas State teams, and yeah, he had some damn good players, but his teams always played above where you thought they were because of what he put in them.
He looks like a comic book movie bad guy,
Tracy,
or Sin City,
thick,
because he's so thick up top.
Yeah. You ever met him? He's a former bouncer, and you know, in looks South like Beach, and he carries himself, and he is just so tough, but he is. It's not like the fake Scott Drew stuff where he'll like preach religion and then let you go do a bunch of other stuff on the side. Like he is like about family and discipline and practice, and kids followed him from K-State to Miami, and they were willing to give up. Your Angel Rodriguez was the one. He was the graduate transfer, and like these guys go for him, and every single player always swears by Frank Martin. If you can hack it.
They got punched in the face for the first time in weeks. They thought they got their swag back because Harry Giles was kind of healthy, and Jason Tatum is rocketing up the the draft boards, and somebody punched him and kept punching him. Like usually, yeah. when you see that team get punched, they're talented enough to you know, throw a little counter punch. But Luke Kennard's not a leader; he's a quiet dude. Jason Tatum is up out of there, and you got Grayson Allen, who they relegated to the bench. I mean, you don't have anybody. They gave Frank Jackson the ball way too late in the season. You know, they gave him the ball.
Yeah, with all those guys, they didn't know who was supposed to be taking shots there at the end.
The point guard the ball way too late, and then they couldn't close with him. The whole thing, like you mentioned, you know, the vessel. But when we talk about it, it's the only sport where the actual sport is the least important thing. You know, college basketball, the actual product is all the hooping and hollering, the cheerleaders, the passion, the coaches, overcoaching.
Yeah, it's the milieu. It's not actually...
It's the only thing where you're like, yeah, the game is... It's maybe fourth or fifth most important.
It's the opposite of other sports in that regard. Because with so many of these other sports, everything else sucks. Mm-hmm. And the actual redemption is when the ball's in the air, right? And that's what matters. That's what you tune in for. Mm. But college is just kind of all of the sizzle rather than the steak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at Michigan State and Kansas. It's a close game at half. Dude. That was terrible until Kansas gets in a lather. And that's, I think you learned your lesson. Once they start to get it going.
Yeah,
just get out the way. And that's dangerous.
And look how many of the great coaches that we talk about how many wins they have that really don't do much coaching wise. Like Roy Williams and Coach K are terrible tacticians. You know, you had Jason Capel running up and telling Coach K, and the camera caught it three different times on my count, telling him what he should call out of bounds. Like those are the things where player and situational recognition. I mean,
he's been bad at that forever, though. Well, that gets back to Trajan Langdon dribbling a ball off his foot.
I'm talking about the entire tournament, though, not just Duke. How many times yesterday and Saturday did you see a small get switched on a big in the post and the ball not go to him? I mean, even the Northwestern thing, like Chris Collins, he's going to be a longtime guy at Northwestern, but for an entire half of basketball, they switched everything except for the five, and you didn't catch the five in a pick and roll situation once. Like those are the little things where you're like, you don't have to be talented to recognize those things.
You know what's actually crazy about that as you talk? I watched a lot of Fred Hoiberg and covered him in Big 12 tournaments and all that. He was a good college coach because he brought some of the NBA stuff into the college game. They would have out of bounds plays. They would get open looks to their best shooter. Yeah. They understood a three was more valuable than a two.
They understood mismatch.
Mismatches and all of that. And you don't see it in college. Yeah. And so he was like an actual tactical advantage in college, and then he's completely overwhelmed.
See, Jason Tatum, you mentioned Jason Tatum's up out of there. Yeah. Tatum's a mismatch no matter what. Yeah. No matter what, he's going to be bigger and longer than the guard. He's going to be quicker than the big, and yet they don't seem to realize that that's the best player on the floor.
Emile
you can
Jefferson's
run,
getting running
run
hooks.
Everything through him.
Yeah, I caught myself the times where I did enjoy this weekend, it was because the best player understood I'm the best player, and people have to play through me. Lonzo Ball, what Lonzo Ball did last night, Nick Cronin's teams are always prepared.
And tough.
Because
he's insane.
Yeah, he truly is.
Yeah.
but what Lonzo Ball did to them defensively, I mean, we were talking about Duke getting befuddled by a couple of zones getting thrown on. They tried to switch up their defense a couple of times on Lonzo Ball, and he's like, guess what? The ball's going to move if I move it. I'm not the guy out here that needs to score. And even the scores, like you see some scores, Tyler Dorsey for Oregon, he understood.
Those are big shots.
He understood. Your man Malachi Richardson from Syracuse a couple of years ago. Like, you can go on a two or three game run with talent alone, understanding, the best play might be with me. We don't have to devolve into this college madness of making sure everybody touches
it. Like Wichita couldn't get it to, what was the guy, Shabbat? Shabbat?
Shayed?
Shamits.
Shabbat? Shamits?
Shamits.
Shamits.
Sandwich.
Shamat Shalom.
Like, and that, talking about the point guard who took the shot and got blocked twice at the end, that guy?
It wasn't him, though.
No,
it wasn't him. He didn't touch it.
Yeah.
Like, he gave it up. They said there was a staggered double, and he comes off, and he immediately gives the ball up. I'm like, dude, that's run for you. Mm-hmm. That's your play. They designed that for you.
I always find it compelling when all of a sudden you got a couple of wings who are playing out of their minds, be it on Arkansas or be it on Wichita State, and they're playing up to the talent level, at least for the moment, and then you wonder if they're going to have it at the end. And Wichita State did not.
Yeah.
And Arkansas did not. Arkansas had that game. They were in control the entire freaking game. Mm-hmm. And then it just falls apart. I watch for partially wondering whether they're going to rise up and be strong enough for that moment. And more often than not, they're not.
You know why the tournament is so alluring to everyone? And you know, you can have the NBA versus tournament discussion or college basketball discussion. But like most of the country... you know, hardworking, working class people who feel like they had a chance at something.
Mm.
So when they watch, you know, a Rhode Island.
These plucky kids.
Yeah, when they watch that, they see something in themselves sure. And they go, hey, you know what? I could have won the championship of life. Now I'm going to root for these kids to do so.
But I lost.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly why these people tune in the way they... And of
I'm
going
to go overdose on fentanyl.
Of course, you got the brackets as well. I didn't know Rhode Island was into that.
Let me vote first.
They look
first.
Like a Mike and Ike's bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me vote first.
Yeah, let me get my health care taken away from me right now. No, seriously though, like everybody sees something in those underdogs because they felt that way. You know, like
yeah.
Whereas I'm watching it to see the yeah. I'm happy that. You got a couple of, you know, a couple of no names in there, or we learn a couple of guys.
But
names.
You want to see the great players step up and be great, right?
Yeah.
How about how good was Josh Jackson yesterday?
Well, he went at it with his boy. That's what that was. Him and Miles Bridges started off going at it, and both of them were going too fast for the game. And then when both settled down, Miles Bridges looked around and was like, oh, damn. I don't have what he has on his team. Mm. Like, Miles Bridges is a nice player. I think he's going to be a good player. I think Josh Jackson is going to be a good player. But those two were going at it because they knew each other. There was something there, and he just didn't have what, you know, Josh Jackson had on his team.
I heard Jay Williams this morning say that he thinks that ought to be number one pick in the draft is Josh Jackson. So there's
what?
Yeah. Huh? Talk to Jay.
I will.
Yeah. Because he's smitten with him as a scorer.
As a scorer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think he's
a younger Kawhi Leonard, is what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He were taking away his coffee money.
No. That nah. I mean, Kawhi Leonard was a man when he came out of college. Like Kawhi Leonard was strong.
He was a junior, right?
Yeah, old junior too. Like,
dude, I was thinking about you. Who's the guy in West Virginia who's got problems?
Yeah, Javon Gardner.
Yes,
he's got kids.
He's balding.
Have you seen that man's hairline?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, looking like a trapezoid.
He's already Terry Ellis.
Yeah.
No, worse.
He's already filed for bankruptcy twice.
West Virginia always has that guy who looks like their
super
mascot.
Old.
Yeah.
29 years old.
They just bounced. Yeah, they just
Linus Kleiza.
Yeah. They just bombed him out. You know, they're like, hey, just take this jersey. You know, we'll work on your work release. Like, it's certain guys, especially the brothers, should know when it's time to come on home. You know, when it's time to
just take it all off.
Shave it all off.
I'm close to that. You know, I'm still holding on. My pops was 31 when he let go. You saw Tiger Woods embarrassing all of us yesterday on Good Morning America.
Is he sleeping in a dumpster? Old.
Do you see that, man?
I just said it to him before you guys came in.
It's so bad that he has to do it all, like, going
brushing
backwards
it back.
Now. Yeah, that's when you need to just, you know, come on.
Have you seen the Twitter montage of him by decade?
21, 31, 41.
And just like, all right, completely deteriorating.
Yeah. He looked like he'd been the president for the last 8 years. Like, it's aged him, man.
Wow. I'm trying to think of Loyola had a guy who was in the Army for like 8 years.
Yeah, you mentioned this Friday.
Like 32. I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember Loyola having
getting buckets.
A guy.
Grown man straight.
Yeah, so an old man there.
Yeah,
with eligibility.
West Virginia's got a couple of those dudes. And what happened to that Florida State bunch?
Yeah.
What happened? All that NBA talent, all those long, you know, static dudes, they got beat.
They got run.
They got beat down because they are that team.
So much for my Dwayne Bacon love.
Well,
it lasted a day.
Yeah, you can still have some league of being around the corner. I don't want to act like all of the basketball was bad, but there was enough of it by teams that you would expect more from.
I was still entertained, though.
I thought it timed out. I thought it timed out awfully well yesterday. You'd get a finish. Oh, give me then. Here's another finish. Pile it up.
Here's all the entertainment you need for 2 hours out of your life well spent. Kong Skull Island.
I've heard nothing but great things.
My
is it like the last
God,
one?
It's
like
better.
20 minutes in, I'm like, just bring on the damn gorilla. Like
no,
I've
no,
seen
no.
This.
First
I've
scene.
Seen, Oh, okay, cool, cool.
They don't wait.
Because I waited so long for the gorilla in the last one. Uh-uh. I was angry as hell.
You are right to the entree in the prologue.
Okay, bet. All right.
In the prologue.
It's like, yeah.
And the cast is outrageous.
It's just, you've got an Oscar winner. You got two Oscar nominees.
Sam
kills it.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly is amazing. And there's a little Steve Brule homage in there.
Oh, yep. I know what I'm doing after work.
Oh, see, here's the thing. My kid would not go with me because he wanted to watch games and he wanted to play this dumbass game on his phone.
Like
and
you do.
And he's been begging me for $20 for NBA 2K cash or coins. He needs VC. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, Dad, it's on special. It's $19.99 for $75,000. I can up my rating and that way I'll be better in the park version.
I can get him a million for free.
You can?
I got a guy, yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll
you got
talk.
A 2K guy?
Because. Yeah. So I said,
I had to call him yesterday. The servers were down.
And nice. I couldn't, so I had to bribe him to come see Kong Skull Island.
Well, I
picked him up and saw this. So I'm like, come on. And I was annoyance texting him.
We'll go hang out, Dan.
Now you know why Jason had to get that afternoon money.
I was spamming him with texts. He's like, so I said, look, I said, if you keep me, guys, I'm going to the movie by myself. If you want to keep me company, I'll buy you your VC or whatever it is. Like, fine, deal.
Slippery slope now.
See, now, you know, I told you what my brother in New York started doing, right? Because, like, the kids stopped running to greet him at the door with hugs.
Sure.
He's like, damn it, I missed that. Yeah. He pays them now.
Awesome. See?
He's got his 20 tape to him. Come get it. Get the money.
He's like, look, I need that moment. I miss you guys. I love you guys. When I come home, I need you to get greeted.
That is a practical
right?
father and a deal maker.
He's saying, hey, man, it's a Jew. He's throwing money at the problem.
What you do is call your mom. He'd call Ma Bell real early the next day and go, you know what? Shut everything off for a day. Shut it off for a day.
I can't tell you how pleasantly surprised I was with the B-movie spectacle that is Kong Skull Island.
Two,
but it's relentless.
Yeah,
it's
like relentless.
You're talking like 15 Academy Awards or whatever that was. But this is, you just have a sort of this silly smile on your face the whole time. And the fact that it's Vietnam era. They have, one of the characters is named Marlowe. One of the characters is named Conrad. No, as in Marlowe from Heart of Darkness. But they know it. So it's like, it's so, the Heart of Darkness and Apocalypse Now stuff is so self-aware that they, because it would be completely ham-fisted, like, oh, God. But it's not, because they get it.
Layers.
And even using Credence all through it. And it's great.
You've sold me. What do you guys got coming up today?
Our guy Barry
Campaign got
That's my tank point guard, man. That's my guy.
They don't do it without him.
The tank point guard also got demoted, as well as Adewale Anatende. Barry Trammell Oklahoman.
Good. He's written lots of good stuff about Underwood.
This was ugly. The way this ended.
And not just on Underwood either, by the way.
And Zach Osterman will do something similar regarding the Indiana opening, about how that's going. Bruce Levine is going to check in to recap the Cubs and Sox weekend. We'll do It's On at 5:30 and have a whole bunch of other stuff.
Sounds good. We got Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood in studio tomorrow at 10. They're Burnsy and Goff. They're next on The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Will they offer a huge deal to sign Chris Bryant through his arbitration years as well as one or two free agent years? Has an outing like that made Quintana even more interesting for these teams to give their three top farm system players?
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford tough. So now it's official. Jim Boeheim is never going to retire. On Sunday, Mike Hopkins, who has been Syracuse's coach in waiting for about 20 years, decided time was up and took the job at Washington. Technically, Boeheim was supposed to retire at the end of next season when he'll be 73. The announcement that he'd step away came while Syracuse was going through an NCAA probation, and someone at the school thought it was a good idea to put a time limit on Boeheim's career. Boeheim didn't want to quit. He may love basketball more than anyone in coaching. He's one of the few big-time coaches who sticks around the Final Four until Monday night. Why? He likes being there. He stays up deep into the night watching West Coast basketball games. And he's never going to leave coaching. Sunday, Syracuse extended his contract. Naturally. I'm John Feinstein.
kids. KARS, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's CARS with a K.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Find coverage based on your budget today. Stay in control of your spending. Insurance and your wallet splendidly blending. Be so happy, Pappy, you'll just want to dance. Found a policy that fits you like painted on pants.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
$99. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Kias, just $99 a month at Grossinger during our massive $99 sales event. You can lease a new 2017 Kia Forte, just $99 a month. Drive a 2017 Kia Optima for only $139 a month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Kias arriving daily just for this event. We've got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive, just $99 a month. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. But hurry, new Kias, just $99 a month, and soon. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. That's grossingerkia.com. 36 and 24 month leases plus tax, title, license, and $172.15 dock fee. Forte $3,500 and Optima $3,230 due at signing. Zero security deposit. You must qualify. Expires at month's end.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
That's the sound you'll hear right before you try the newest seasonal from Sam Adams, Fresh as Hellas. And that's the sound of your taste buds colliding with this Hellas Lager, brewed with orange blossom for a slightly citrus flavor, floral notes, and a touch of malt sweetness. Get Fresh as Hellas in stores now and take hold of the seasonal.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
This election year, Stephen Colbert wants to keep you informed.
Speaking of Donald Trump, which is now my official job description.
Connected.
If only there was some way we could get a glimpse into the private side of Hillary Clinton. I don't know, read her emails or something.
And up on the candidates.
Donald Trump refuses to be politically correct. And just to be safe, he refuses to be correct.
Before you cast a single vote, choose Stephen Colbert, CBS Weeknights and On Demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have five home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lots of college basketball happenings today on the station. You can hear these interviews at your leisure in their entirety at 670thescore.com. New Illinois head coach Brad Underwood joined Mully and Hanley, and Northwestern coach Chris Collins joined Spiegel and Parkins. Again, catch those interviews at 670thescore.com. In the NBA, the 33 and 37 Bulls are off today. Thankfully, they play at Toronto tomorrow. The Raptors are 41 and 29. They're fourth in the East. Earlier today, the team assigned Cameron Payne to the Windy City Bulls. Also this evening in the NBA, the Pacers host the Jazz and Golden State visits the Thunder. In hockey, the top-seeded Blackhawks are also off. They skate in Vancouver tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids 3-2. They play in Cleveland tomorrow. Spring training, the Cubs face the Rockies today with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch at 3:10. Eloy Jimenez is out for at least 3 weeks with a bone bruise in his shoulder. The White Sox host the Giants. Ronaldo Lopez opposes Johnny Cueto. First pitch 3:05. And World Baseball Classic, Netherlands plays Puerto Rico. That game starts at 9. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's get it going, shall we? We got a lot to do on Bernstein and Goff today. Barry Trammell from The Oklahoman is going to join us at 2 o'clock. At 3, Zach Osterman, who covers Indiana basketball for the Indy Star. He's going to talk about their search. Bruce Levine will check in with us to recap the Cubs and the White Sox, their situations. You probably weren't paying very close attention to them over the weekend, so you'll get a chance to be caught up on them at 3:40, and then we'll do It's On at 5:30 and have all kinds of other things. And something really big is beginning today. We are going to start qualifying you, potentially, to win Cubs season tickets.
That's a hot item.
That is to see the world champs at every regular season home game. Think about the value of that asset. And this is not your cue to call. You have to actually hear Pat Hughes. You will hear the recording of Pat Hughes saying the Cubs are going to the World Series.
And it can happen at any moment.
At any moment. You have
inside
to
inside a commercial break, inside right. an update, inside an interview.
That's the only time. That is the only cue to call. That is the only time. When you hear that sound drop and you're the sixth caller to the contest line, you will be a qualifier for that chance to win season tickets.
That's huge.
World champion Chicago Cubs. That is a big deal, but you must be listening. And the truth be told, I have no idea when it's happening. I don't even know if they do. I don't know if it's sort of randomly generated. I don't know.
The Cubs fairy just comes into the room and just blesses us with the sound drop.
I don't know the inner workings. The Cubs fairy just kind of sort of twinkling in.
It's George.
Hey, sports fans.
He just comes in and he drops a sound drop on you. You keep it moving. 81 games of Cubs delight. That is quite the value, whether it be sentimental or actually financial. You can do some big things this year with 81 games of Chicago Cubs World Championship fever.
312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and Goff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. We are video streaming at Watch670thescore.com. Hi. How's
Hello.
It going?
Hello, people. Hello.
Hi. And the Score's Facebook page has that going at Facebook Live as well. And again, people, don't call right now.
Yeah, there's no reason to call right now.
I said specifically.
When you hear something.
That I was not giving you the cue to call. You can't be that dumb.
Anyone that's calling right now will be disqualified immediately.
And once I get this phone melting app taken care of, all of your phones will melt in your hand.
But we hope that you have it in your hand and you just give it to your son or your daughter or your significant other. We hope that it melts while you are holding it.
It's our
special Samsung app.
That's a special app. It melts your phone.
Yes.
I said specifically that was not the cue to call.
What's the contest number? 630, what's the contest number? Guys, I'm an idiot. Can you repeat the contest line number? It's not right now, and you are an idiot. Just hold on.
I was just telling you what's going on. You can't be that dumb.
This can't happen in the rest of your life, too. Like, if this is how you react anytime you get some good news or good news is on the horizon, you've probably blown it several times in your life. Maybe this will be the time that you get it right. So wait till you hear Pat Hughes' sound drop. You'll be listening during a commercial break, or you'll be listening during an update, or you'll be listening during a segment where we're just talking about whatever, basketball, football, whatever the case may be. And then that'll be your cue to call. And the contest line number will be given out then. All right, because we're not just going to have you on deck with the contest line, you know, on your speed dial, just calling it all the damn time, you know, wasting Shep and Shane Reardon's time. All right, so know that we've explained it sufficiently. It's 81 games of Cubs goodness in your life. You just have to be listening to get it. Simple.
Here is our dumb text of the day that's already come in. This is from a guy with this, and I clicked on the history here. Just a string of White Sox texts. Remember when you guys gave away Sox season tickets? Such a better and more valuable prize.
Well, better is
there could be some subjectivity there, but
value?
Yeah, the value's not subjective, and there's something called a secondary market that actually tells you what the prices of tickets are. There's actual metrics on that, and that's a bad text.
Yeah,
that's a real bad text.
But hey, go White Sox.
Yeah.
Go White Sox. I'm wearing my Sox hat.
You are?
From American Needle.
We've got a bunch of Sox hats from American. And speaking of American Needle, they are the sponsor of our video streaming, and our director of that is Brian Gertsch.
What did you make of the Kyrie stuff?
It's true. The
what?
The earth is flat.
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
That was Shaq on with John Kincaid.
What's going on with this whole... Is the flat earth thing...
Well, Shaq was laughing during the rest of that segment. So you don't know if Shaq is going to clown town on you or if he believes that really, or both, because he can be clownish and believe something. But yeah, that's coming back here. It's coming back.
It's a kind of a meme, right? It's a thing.
It pays to be dumb these days, man.
No, but that there's something going on that is, because
you can believe your own facts these days. You can do whatever you want with them, man. I'm telling you.
Okay. I'm just not sure the purpose of it. Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, it was some fair-skinned people with the long hair smoking out of peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Columbus didn't discover America.
Shaq is saying, since school has led us wrong years before, that school is leading us the wrong way now.
Are people still calling?
Yes.
Full phones. You guys didn't do anything besides give a contest line number. And
We didn't even get the number yet. That's why we held on to the number. Yeah. These are people calling.
Asking what the contest line number is.
Just hit one of them. Just hit one of them real quick. Let's get this over with.
Hello, you're on the score. Can we help you?
I hit another one.
Hi, you're on the score. What can we do for you?
See, these are people that are too dumb to pick up the phone as well.
Hi, you're on the score. Can we help you?
We hear you breathing. You've just won Cup season tickets.
No,
what's your name?
You can't say that. No, definitely don't say that.
I know. But this is ridiculous, though. Like, why does this happen? It's a beautiful Monday. There was a ton of things to watch and enjoy this weekend, whether you enjoyed Kong like my guy Dan Bernstein did. By the way, everybody here at the station, let's wish Dan and, more importantly, his beautiful wife, Beth, a happy anniversary. That lady has been married to this man now for 18 years. And if you think it's been a long time that you've been listening to this dude spew his nonsense over these airwaves, just think having to live with him all the time. You just get 4 hours to 5 hours worth throughout his career. This young lady,
you can turn me off,
has sacrificed 18 years of her sanity, her life, her well-being, her mental state. I won't say her bank account because Dan, you know, he's done all right in that area. But shout out to Beth, because without her, I don't know what we would do, because we would be forced to hang out with him more. If Dan was single and ready to mingle, we'd have to go out.
I'd be very lonely.
We'd have to go out with him. We'd have to pretend like beer didn't taste worse when he was around. We'd have to act like we wanted to hear him talk about his favorite flavor profile of his Cameron Hughes wine. We love Cameron Hughes. We just don't like Dan. So shout out. This is Beth Bernstein's day. This has nothing to do with Dan. All she did was take him off of the world's hands, and we are happy that she did so. She bore two beautiful children through this marriage, and happy anniversary to you, Beth Bernstein. We don't know how you've done it, but we're all pulling for you. We love you.
Well, what can I say? Our marriage is old enough to vote. Our marriage is old enough to be drafted into the military. That's a long-ass time.
Is your marriage old enough to do gas mask bong rips?
Well, but think about this. If you think 18 sounds like a lot, guess what anniversary my parents are going to be celebrating this year?
83.
50.
That's, you know, there's a certain, I know that you got to get past a certain, like, oh, I love you, you love me, we're in love. That lasts for like a couple of years or whatever. And then you get to the point where you're like, hey, thanks for taking care of me and not killing me in my sleep.
50.
You jump bump each other like the Knicks, like Oakley and Ewing 50. Used to do. And you go back
that.
Into your own corners.
And Beth's parents, I think, are at 49. So we are soon going to have, between her parents and my parents, 100 shared consecutive years of marriage.
Nice.
Think about that.
It's great.
I mean, yeah.
Both those men have kept their money. You know, like, yeah. I mean, let's keep it funky. Like, both those men have amassed and kept the money that they worked hard for.
Not that you're a cynic.
No, not at all. I mean, come on. What is it up to now? What, like 57%? It's way past 50 now. Like 57% of the marriages in this country end in divorce. So, yeah, that's something to hold on that long.
That metric mattered, because I wasn't going to, I didn't want to marry somebody whose parents were divorced. That was a prerequisite of mine.
Well, you're thinning the herd there quite a bit.
That was a prerequisite of mine, because it's predictive.
If you actually look at marriage metrics.
You think so?
It is. It is. It is predicted that people.
Means we got no chance.
Uh-oh.
Right, right. Hey, Shep, go ahead and get Steve Stone's wife on the phone right now. Go get yourself a really good divorce lawyer. Everybody in that room, probably, go ahead and figure that out now.
It's just a correlation. Don't ever get married. It's not automatic. It just.
Bernsey feels that if you can't find the person that didn't come from
Joe
the divorce
Madden
family.
Joe Madden over here analyzing right. the marriage yeah, and the numbers.
I take the card out of my back pocket. You know,
and it's got seven
well,
dumb
we had
slogans
a 2%
on it too.
Raise here, so
my goodness,
yeah, play the percentages, right? The
doom
analytics
and gloom, daddy.
No,
over
I thought
here.
It was the opposite.
You should just break up with that girl that you're in love with right now. Like you've been thinking about it, and Dan just gave you the reason because her parents are divorced.
I looked at it glass half full. You got to look at predictive metrics, and that's one of them.
What
to
about
say you got a better shot?
What about those people understanding the mistakes maybe that their
possible?
Parents made.
Absolutely possible. You I'm just giving you the overall.
Dan also thinks that if her parents were junkies, you probably shouldn't save her from that life as well. You probably shouldn't marry her because more than likely she's going to do smack in front of you at the kitchen table.
And now you're extrapolating.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying.
Barry Trammell is going to join us to talk about why Brad Underwood ended up available or leaping into the arms of Josh Whitman so he could escape Oklahoma. He's written a lot about it, and he'll give us that side of it at the top of the hour on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75%. 25 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And their average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Join them today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Dan, we got some college basketball news on the local front, of course. Brad Underwood is the new head coach of the Illinois men's basketball team, and Northwestern goes out to Gonzaga. Some errors there on all fronts. And another thing we were talking about during the transition about the packaging and how the actual product, the actual in-game basketball, is probably fourth to fifth on the list is most important. What's probably sixth or seventh is refereeing. And I'm not the guy who bitches about refs. You know that. We've talked about this before. You can play over it. But not for any one singular team. This, it seems like the last few years has been a highlight reel or a lowlight reel of poor officiating time after time after time and deciding games with poor officiating. I'm watching what happened in that North Carolina game where Barry does a hop step, you know, comes down with the ball, runs into a man, and no foul is called. So if there's no foul called, that's a travel. And I believe the go-ahead bucket is decided on that. You're watching the obvious goaltending that happened with Zach Collins on Vic Law for the Northwestern team.
I also saw, who was it who, where there's the three-pointer, and they determined that it went out of bounds. It wasn't tipped.
It was blocked at the summit.
It's a foul. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what, why is nobody, and not a single broadcaster, I mean, if you follow through and you smack the shooter's hand even after the ball is gone,
you can't complete the shot.
It's a foul.
Yeah. No, there were a ton of those.
That's three free throws, and nobody said anything.
There was an instance in the Baylor game where the big man, number five, I believe his name was Mott or something, Motley, he had four fouls, and the ref was very aware that he had four fouls. The guy pushes the point guard out of bounds. He doesn't want to give the fifth foul to the kid, but the point guard goes out of bounds with the ball, and they give the ball to the opposing team. So Motley's sitting there like, yo, if that's not my fifth foul, the ball didn't go out on me. He took the ball out with him.
One of two things exactly had to have happened. It's not a blarge. Blarge!
It happened all weekend long, and it's hard. I know you don't want to be the guy or the girl out there who's raining on the kids' parade, but a bad product is a bad product.
The Northwestern call was egregious, and the fact is it's also a technical that you gotta
control yourself.
You have to call the tech, and you're right. It should have been. It was a horrible missed goaltend. It should have been 2 points, and you ran on the court.
You ran on the court towards the referee.
Yeah, it's a tech.
Like I don't understand how any of that was argued. And you know, Chris Collins had a say in that game. You know, your man B-Mac was not very good. And
don't get down by 22.
Scotty Lindsey, post sickness, Scotty Lindsey was not very good this season. I don't know if he was still trying to get his legs back up under him or whatever the case may be, but not only don't get down by 22, but hey, guess what? You can double team anytime you want. And they did it in the second half. That's how they got back in that game. They double teamed their bigs. They forged, they forced Williams-Goss, or whatever the kid, Nigel Williams-Goss, they forced him to actually hit shots and be more of a creator instead of just dumping it down and playing through their bigs. So there was actual basketball stuff that happened. And I'm sitting there like, this isn't all out of your control. Like, so many college coaches love to be standing up and stamping their foot on the floor and pointing and giving you the triangle sign and screaming at you and telling you to run up the court when it's like
telling
you know
your wife to be quiet.
A simple switch, a simple tweak to a pick and roll coverage. Simple things. And
the NBA, the actual coaching stuff.
Yeah, the NBA isn't that far away from you. It's not, you know, these NBA coaches come to these college coaches' clinics every once in a while to understand motivational techniques because they get, you know, they get run ragged through a season as well. They don't come there to figure out what you're running because they're already running it and they know how to defend it and prepare for it. The simple things that you see these emperors of college basketball having trouble with is amazing to me. Rick Pitino got his ass kicked by John Beilein. Kicked. You know why? Because he went to a 1-3-1 zone. He went to a matchup zone, and that shut your entire situation down with better athletes and better basketball players. Not just athletes, better basketball players on the Louisville side. So I am into it. I do enjoy it, and I'm not making the NBA versus college basketball argument. All I'm saying is if you're watching this and you're seeing Wichita State get the shot that they got at the end of the damn game, or you're watching who was the other team that got just a terrible possession at the end of the game? Rhode Island. Rhode Island played their asses off, and all of a sudden they crapped the bed in the most important and it wasn't youth.
And they get a contested three with hands and faces.
Yeah, it wasn't youth. It wasn't youth. It was coaching. It was coaching. So for all these guys that want to hold scholarships against guys and make guys run gassers after they lose an in-conference game after the flight, guess what? You're on call. In the NCAA tournament, I always say greatest reality show is sports. And the NCAA tournament's cameras were shining bright on a bunch of failures this weekend.
It's one of the things one of the reasons I've thought very highly of Tom Izzo. In that, no matter how his team does, and this year injuries really kind of did him in.
And they weren't as talented a squad.
But in most seasons, he doesn't miss a trick. That's a guy who has a voluminous playbook, who knows what he wants and when he wants it.
That's why Cleveland wanted him. That's why the Cavaliers wanted him. He was this close to being the Cavaliers coach. LeBron James doesn't just sign off on anyone. Anybody who was being rumored to be that coach, somebody he respects. Tom Izzo is one of those guys. Tom Izzo is one of those guys who can walk right into an NBA locker room and have the same kind of effect. You know why? Because he holds guys accountable, doesn't have to coach for the entire 40 minutes and show you that he's sweating through his shirt and he's now it's time for me to take off my coat. Why are you taking off your coat, Coach K? That got nothing to do with you hiding your best players in the corner. It's got nothing to do with you continuing to make sure that Harry Giles understands his place because he's leaving you after an injury. If you believe for one second that Harry Giles isn't a better player than Emile Jefferson, enjoy yourself.
And poor Jeff Capel has to set down his TV dinner to come in and call play for you.
Jeff's got that.
I know you love Stouffer's lasagna, but don't
Hudson
eat it on the
River
bench.
Floater look to him. he's all of a sudden Sully's plane is going to crash right on Jeff Capel's bare belly. Like he's walking up to him and he's 3-2, coach. And then you see 3-2 get screamed out. And it's like, come on, man. Right. Like, if you're the CEO of this, I can dig it. I understand. You're getting all the shoe money.
At least
money.
Bobby Bowden admitted it.
Right. Exactly. He's like, Jimbo, run everything for me. I'll be over here eating tiger cakes, you know, or drinking sweet tea by the barrel full. Like, these guys, there's a lot of phonies out there, and there's a lot of good ones, but the phonies get called out, and they rarely make it, like, back-to-back-to-back Sweet 16s outside of talent.
Keep it here for Barry Trammell, giving us the inside story about how Illinois' new coach departed his previous job and ended up with this one. You've got the score.
And listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the...
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's your home for March Madness all month long. Free on the TuneIn app.
The month of markdowns is happening now at Woodfield Nissan. They're marking down every vehicle in stock. Get low prices, low payments, and a huge selection of over 700 vehicles to choose from. Get a new 2017 Sentra marked down for just $99 a month with $29.99 down. Or a new 2017 Rogue marked down for just $149 a month with $34.99 down. Don't miss your shot to save thousands. Get slam dunk savings like $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on new Nissans plus 0% financing for 72 months on six models. This all-star lineup includes Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus get no payments for 90 days. It's the month of markdowns at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf, or head to WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. Savings is on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, 0% for 72 months, equals $1,389 per 1,000 finance to well-qualified buyers. Payment plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. All incentives and rebates applied. Offers with two available on select models.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes.